Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. It's happened to all of us. You go in search of one thing, but find something else. For example, you reach under the sink for cleanser and discover a leak in your drain pipe. You're grateful you spotted it early before it could become a bigger problem. In life, that's a fortunate coincidence, but in medicine, it's called an incidental finding.
Sometimes medical testing turns up incidental findings that are life-saving. An X-ray for back pain reveals an unrelated condition. A dark area in your lung turns out to be a small malignant tumor. With early detection and treatment, you nip cancer in the bud. But sometimes incidental findings cause worry and concern about a minor condition that wouldn't be an issue if it were never discovered. Here to explain incidental findings is Dr. Robert Schmerling, faculty editor of Harvard Health Publications and clinical chief of rheumatology at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. He's also an associate professor in medicine at Harvard Medical School.
Dr. Schmerling, thanks for coming back on Take Care.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, we did our very best to describe an incidental finding, but you're the man who wrote the article on it. So please tell us, what is an incidental finding, and give us some examples.
Well, an incidental finding is simply a result that you didn't expect, that you weren't really looking for, and in many cases, you don't know what to do with it or to do about it. So I think some of the examples you just gave are good ones that can be applied to medicine. So if you have a chest X-ray, which perhaps you're having as part of an employment physical or because you have a cold and there's worry about pneumonia, and you have a chest X-ray that shows an abnormal shadow, it's possible that's something important and that was discovered early, and that's a good thing. But most of the time, the vast majority of the time, when something unexpected is discovered, it turns out to be nothing important, and you'd be better off not knowing about it. And that discovery will obviously make you worry, makes your doctors worry, and sometimes will lead to additional testing, maybe even a biopsy or surgery. In the end, those are things that aren't going to be helpful to you. There's been a lot of interest in screening people who have been smokers for lung cancer to catch the cancer early enough to treat it and cure it and improve lifespan and longevity. So if you look at the studies that have looked at smokers and screening with a chest CAT scan, about a quarter of them are abnormal, but 96% of those abnormalities turned out to be unimportant and benign. So an incidental finding that led nowhere other than worry, perhaps repeated testing to see that it wasn't growing, worrying while waiting to see if it's growing, and in some cases a biopsy or even surgery. We want to catch those cancers early, and CAT scanning can do that, but there's this cost, which is the incidental finding.
And of course, there's a financial cost, and we can get back to that. But as you said, there's so much anxiety. You have to make a decision with the practitioner about how far to go in the testing. And I suppose that also has to do with the personality of the patient and how much risk they really want to live with.
That's exactly right. And different people respond to it in very different ways. But it can be extremely distressing to have an abnormal result. Someone calls you on the phone or has you come back to the office to tell you about this abnormal abdominal CAT scan or mammogram or chest X-ray, and you think the worst. That's many people's reflex, is to think the worst and worry about the catastrophe that awaits them when so much of the time it turns out to be unimportant.
But that puts a doctor or a pathologist or a radiologist or any of a number of individuals who will see the results of testing in a difficult position, because they'll see something, they'll know that it's probably not a problem. They have tremendous expertise as well as a gut sense of what is problematic and what is not, and yet they still have to report on that, don't they?
Absolutely. Some people would suggest that defensive medicine drives some of that, that you have a obligation to mention any abnormality, not only because it could be in the best interest of the patient, but also to cover yourself as a practitioner. So if it does turn out, in an unlikely event, it turns out to be something important, you can't be criticized for having missed it or not mentioned it.
I know this comes up with some of the newer MRIs and body scans. Some people say, hey, why not every year, if we could afford it, go and have our whole body scan just so we can catch anything early. But the argument against that is exactly what we're discussing now. It's like, okay, well, you'd be lucky if they found absolutely nothing, but chances are there could be all kinds of stuff going on in your body that you would have never known about if you didn't go looking for it. And it just brings up this dilemma. Where do you fall on this in terms of, not fall, but in terms of your philosophy? As a rheumatologist, I don't know how often this has happened to you, but can you share any other examples that you know firsthand, either that had a very positive outcome or put somebody through something that was totally unnecessary?
We see it all the time. Get imaging studies, for instance, for someone who has back pain, which you mentioned as an example earlier. Back pain is very common. There are certain forms of back pain that we in rheumatology take care of. And many people get three-dimensional imaging, like a CAT scan or an MRI. And abnormalities are frequently seen, which may be old and may be unimportant, but they're there. And it's hard to know what they represent. It's hard to be absolutely confident that it's nothing to worry about. And so we are in this dilemma with the radiologist and with the patient to figure out how likely it is that it's important and what to do next. So my philosophy is to try hard to order the tests that you need and nothing more than that, and to really convince myself when I'm ordering a test that I need to know the result, that I can rely on the result. And if there's an incidental finding, then that goes with the territory. But at least I knew I was ordering the test for a good reason. Your chances of finding abnormalities that are unimportant are much greater if you're ordering a test for no good reason. So I actually saw a commercial a few years ago for the Christmas holidays, which was to get your special loved one a CAT scan of the entire body as a gift. And I actually wrote about how that might be a kind of gift that you'd rather return, because you may be looking for trouble and you may find abnormalities that you really would be better off not knowing about.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
We're talking about the term incidental findings with Dr. Robert Schmerling. He is the faculty editor of Harvard Health Publications, as well as clinical chief of rheumatology at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. And we would be remiss if we let you go without discussing those times that an incidental finding actually was a life-saving finding, because we've really focused today on all the times it's a wild goose chase and the cost both physically and mentally on the patient. But why don't we just end the interview talking about how occasionally, not the majority of times, you're looking at one thing and you spot something. Maybe you're doing some kind of abdominal CT scan and they find, as an incidental finding, a pancreatic cancer in its earliest stages that you wouldn't have known about, and then we are very grateful that that was found.
Yeah, that's certainly worth considering, because that's the other side of the equation. Screening tests are done with just that sort of calculus in mind. There's no particular reason. If it's truly a screening test, there's no particular suspicion of a disease or cancer, and the test is done because the condition is common enough that you pick up some early abnormalities that turns out to be life-saving. But the more the truer incidental finding, in fact, the term incidentaloma was originally assigned to adrenal tumors, which are the adrenal gland is a gland that makes hormones and lives just above the kidney. And the term incidentaloma referred to tumors or abnormalities seen on a CAT scan of the abdomen in the adrenal gland. So that's a fairly common finding. Most of the time it's benign, but there are certainly examples where a cancerous tumor was discovered when an abdominal CAT scan was done for other reasons, looking for other problems. And that turns out to be fortuitous and obviously well received by the patient, who has a condition that might have caused trouble later or likely would have been seriously problematic later, but now can be taken care of quickly and cured. So there are certainly examples of that, and the question always is, how often does that happen compared to the false positive or the incidental finding that isn't important? And that balance is difficult to strike in many cases.
Dr. Robert Schmerling is faculty editor of Harvard Health Publications, associate professor in medicine at Harvard Medical School, and clinical chief of rheumatology at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Thank you so much for joining us. We love having you on Take Care.
Well, thank you for having me.